So we have our encore for today. This would ordinarily be a Friday encore. We're moving it to today so that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will all be new shows. Why are we doing that? It's none of your business. No, I'm just kidding. I've been doing some work in our studio, and we had to move some things around. I think you'll enjoy today's show. The Dooleys are dealing with Steve Bozell possibly buying a house at Butner Lake.
Well, how did that go?
I don't know. I don't think Steve... I don't think he eventually ever consummated the deal, if you'll pardon the expression. But... So Steve Bozell may consummated the deal.
Yeah, it's kind of dirty, isn't it?
No, it is not. Anyway, I don't think he didn't do the deal. Steve Bozell, although, was house hunting, cabin hunting at Butner Lake. Also, Coach Dozier and his opinions of ESPN Bet. Check it out. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. What the hell is this, anyway?
It's a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, yeah. I'm losing track, man, because I...
Talk about physical therapy again.
Yeah, I am going to talk about physical therapy again, if you don't mind. God damn.
Go ahead, Phil. But,
well, I mean, I talked to you about it, Jack, and told the audience about it. I'm losing track because I'm this intensive physical therapy that I'm doing to recover from the rotator cuff tear that I had back in... Yeah, this is like taking up 3 months of my life, bud, if you don't mind, okay?
Well,
if you don't mind, I'm going to tell people.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let people live their lives, bud.
Every day you're talking about it.
Every day I'm talking to you about it. I ain't talking to the audience about it. Anyway, where was I?
Well, you've been in physical therapy.
Physical therapy, yes. And they take this, you know, arm or shoulder that has been injured, and they kind of stretch it and extend it. They try to find out exactly, you know, how far you can move things and what your limits are. And then I have home exercises that I do. And, you know, you're dealing with that. And I don't know. I feel like I'm... losing track of time.
Well, you went down to Pepe's and got a burrito. That was, everybody was concerned.
What do you mean everybody was concerned?
The burritos down there are very, they're laden with calories, Phil. Isn't that something you're trying to watch out for?
Yeah, so I went and got a burrito.
You went and got a burrito and people were concerned. We had a number of phone calls.
Oh, bullshit.
We did.
I went down, I got somebody, all right, never mind. Are the...
Bobby and Steve are on line two. We've got Steve Bozell on line three.
All right, now, if you didn't hear, we have a situation we're dealing with here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and that is the Dooleys may have a neighbor at Butner Lake, if you can believe it, and that would be Stephen Bozell. Although I shouldn't say that, Steve, you are... And Steve is in the bathtub?
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, I said... Mr. Bozell, you're in the bathtub, correct?
I'm in the bathtub, all right. I was told, Mr. Henry, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We I think our show, Steve, is the only show in all of media that has people in the bathtub a lot. That's all.
Well, I was told that I could, because I'd had a particularly stressful day and I was trying to just relax some muscles, you know.
I understand. Never mind.
Yeah, I did tell him don't turn on the hot water.
Yeah, he said don't turn on the hot water because it sounds, if I go, yeah, or whatever. I totally understand.
Okay, so Steve Bozell with us. He's in his bathtub there in Corona, California. Steven, I understand that you are good friends. Hold on. I'll just get the name of this gentleman. His name is Cal Uy.
Yeah, if people laugh about his name. Cal Uy, he has a, I think it's a native, from what he told me, a native Canadian.
Native people in North America.
Who was that? That didn't sound, he was okay.
I'm fine. Native people in North America?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Native people in North America. But the name Cal Uy also, I think, is some kind of a bastardization of a French name. I'm not exactly sure.
All right, well, the man's name is Cal Uy. I'm sure that he's taken enough heat for that.
Yeah, he's told me down through the years he's taken all kinds of stuff. But people walk by and they go, ooh, ooh, you know, like that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go, ooh, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, thank you, bud. Thank you, bud. It's good to know.
Well, I would. What would you do if you knew a guy named Uy?
All right, we don't need to dwell on that because we're talking about something else here. Steve, you mentioned that you have Mr. Uy as a real estate guy, right?
Yes, sir. He's a real estate. He lives up in Cobe County, which is near the Sierra Nevadas. And he mentioned, he recommended that a cabin investment, that there is some, he said that there's some L.A. money coming in there now. And there might be a little bit of San Francisco money, I don't know, but he said right now, the time is right, the time is now. You know, remember they commercially say the time is now for Reagan. I said to April, my wife, I said the time is now. I got, you know, got to get a cabin. Cal Uy's got the cabin. And
That's great. So what did your wife say to that?
She just said, you know, she shook her head.
Okay. All right. So are you looking at cabins up there?
We have not yet been up there. I know I got the call from Mr. Dickman here late on whatever it was, Friday night, right?
Yeah, I called Mr. Moselle. I said, we're probably going to want to have a comment from you because the Dooleys, Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dooley, do have the cabin.
I like the old school Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dooley, bud.
Well, that's how you're supposed to say it.
Yeah, that is kind of how you're supposed to say it. You don't go Mr. and Mrs. Bobby Dooley.
Okay, that's fine. Not to get sidetracked, that's great. I'm glad that you call her and him Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dooley.
I don't call her that.
I know. So,
well, she's Bobby Dooley.
Yes, that's right. Steve's the husband. That's old school stuff. But we don't want to get bogged down in that because I want to find out, where are the Dooleys?
No, it's on line 3.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley are also joining us on. And Bobby, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Phil.
Are you golfing?
Well, no, we're actually out at a putting green that we just had open here at Western Estates last Friday. Steve is not here. Steve is with Ray Brewster. He's in an ultralight.
It's awfully loud.
Yeah, it is. And I understand that but Mr. Moselle's there?
Yes, Ms. Dooley. My name is Stephen Moselle. Hi.
Steve Moselle is at his home in Corona. You're taking a bath right now. But hey, you're out on a golf putting green?
It's a little three par. It's a pitch and putt. We have a putting green, and then you pitch and putt. Here comes Steve again. If it's too distracting, someone go inside.
It sounds pretty loud.
He's grandstanding.
That's going to be too loud, dear.
Well, I thank you, Margaret, but I'll wait to hear from the host of the show.
It does sound too loud.
Well, I wanted to be out here because the boys are over here, and they're watching their father using this ultralight. He's with the Buffagoo brothers. Do you know them?
The Buff... the what?
No, Phil. It's not Buffagoo, okay? It's Buffagoo.
The Buffagoo brothers. And these guys have what?
These guys have what?
They...
Oh, yeah, they have the ultralight. That's what Steve's in right now.
And you're out on the putting green. Here's what I want to talk about, and here's what we'd like to get to. Wait a minute.
Here comes Steve again. I could go inside if you want me to, Mr. Henry.
I think I would.
Hi, honey. He just flew by.
Great. Bobby...
Can I call you back?
You do that.
Okay, I'll call you back. Because right now,
Bobby and Steve Dooley, and she's going to call us back. I appreciate very much the indulgence of my guest, Steve Moselle, who's at his home in Corona. Steve, she's going to call me back, get to a quieter place.
Well, I can understand that she's enjoying seeing her husband flying around out there, but I got a few minutes. Okay, I'm in the tub. And
I understand. But we're waiting on, Bobby Dooley is on the line with us right now. She's so, Bobby, hi. Thanks very much. It was a little bit loud.
I do apologize for that voice. The guys are going to go back out. Go ahead and watch your dad up there.
Bobby Dooley with us. Steve Moselle with us from Corona, California. Mr. Moselle has a real estate agent in Colby County, which is where Butner Lake is?
Correct.
And, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about what your interest is?
Well, my interest is right now we wanted to get a second vacation home, my wife and I, and my understanding on account of I listened to your show, Mr. Henry, and thought Ms. Dooley, I heard you say you had a home on Butner Lake.
Right, but can I interject something?
Let me just hear what Steve has to say.
So my friend Cal Louie said that there was a home available on what's called the Baloney Docks.
See, that's the Baloney Docks. Those are very beautiful docks, and Steve and I anchor the Butter Girl near those, where he likes to fish, and I like to sunbathe.
Yeah. Well, there's two homes over there on the...
What are the Baloney Docks?
He said that there used to be pilings for docks there. The docks are gone. There's some pilings where fish gather. People do a lot of sort of pleasure inner tubing over there.
And why is it called Baloney?
Well, it's named after someone, right?
Yes, it's named after Arthur Baloney, who'd been a real estate investor in that part of the lake. But as you know, you may know, Mr. Henry.
No, hold on. Butner Lake has a great many very desirable locations. You know, the Goublin, where my family lives, the Landing, which is over near where the Butner Flats used to be. We have so many, and of course the Butner Straits, and of course the Bologna Docks. And I got to tell you,
I may I finish what I'm saying? Because
I know, but it really.
Are you troubled by this, Ms. Dooley?
Yes, very much so, because Mr. Bozell, with all due respect, we don't need another somebody sniffing paint.
Okay, I heard that. You seeing that I sniff paint?
I'm sorry, but your southern accent made me think of...
Methamphetamine?
It made me think of some of the...
Okay, well, you don't need to do that, Bobby, because Mr. Bozell is a longtime resident of Southern California, has a business, has a wife, has two children, and is not sniffing paint and isn't using meth.
I apologize, but these Southerners that move in around here...
I can assure you, I haven't bought anything.
Can I just ask you, just from the bottom of my heart, would you please consider some other lake?
And why is that?
I don't need the... It's an image problem to have someone walking around here saying, hey, try the Jimmy Dean sausage. I don't know.
You got a lot of stereotypes.
Ms. Dooley, let me tell you something.
Hold on, Steve. You got a lot of stereotypes, Bobby.
You have a lot of stereotypes about people from the South, and I suppose you think I'm going to show up with a hood.
Well, no, I do not. I'm not attributing to you any kind of name, although we are aware of that. And I don't want you, if, for instance, someone moves into this neighborhood and starts burning a cross on a regular basis. I don't know. Maybe they relax burning crosses.
Yeah, that's what they do. They relax burning crosses.
Well, maybe they do, General. You might be... Your family and you, they might come to you and say, are you burning crosses?
And if they come to me and say, are you burning crosses, I will say to them, no, I am not. I find, Mr. Henry, this conversation to be way beneath me. I'm having a tough, trying to get the stress out.
You say way beneath you. Mr. Bozell, you're the one from the South.
Hey, Bobby, you got some kind of Southern prejudice going on here. Mr. Bozell came up here 25 years ago from Knoxville, Tennessee, and settled in Southern California. And,
Say, what is this anyway, Mr. Henry? What are you, sons of the Confederacy or something?
This has got nothing to do with any of that. Mr. Bozell simply wanted to buy or look at houses on Butner Lake.
Mr. Henry, I can tell you the reception I'm getting here from this woman, Dooley, I wouldn't move to Butner Lake if it was full of whiskey. Okay?
Who would?
Oh, boy.
Bobby.
Let me tell you something, lady. I understand you're very... I would move to Butner Lake, lady, if you walked around with no pants on all day long and let me take my Brownie 8, my camera.
How dare you?
Well, you know what? They tell me you do a nude walk. I heard all about your Western estate.
All right, this is not going anywhere I wanted to go.
Well, you know what, Mr. Ernie? I called up here to talk about Butner Lake. I got a lady here thinking that I'm some kind of a ham-bone clown. I'm sniffing meth. I'm a member of the Sons of the Confederacy. I'm burning crosses and I'm wearing a hood.
Steve.
I think it's right. I don't think it's fair.
I think you owe this man an apology, Ms. Dewitt.
Actually, I'm saying we don't need the image problem.
You owe this guy an apology. You do, Bobby. From the Confederacy crack to the burning crosses crack.
All right, I'm sorry. God.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the damage is done. I wouldn't move into any neighborhood where you are, Ms. Dooley, because I'm sure that since you and your family have arrived there, property values have plummeted.
Oh, how dare you? I've done nothing in my 39 years of life but enhance property values. Everywhere Bobby Dooley goes, the property values is enhanced. Okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
If you say so, I don't know. How do you know that?
I know that for a fact. Every time they see my high rear end walking down the road, whether clothed or not, property values shoot through the roof.
And I'm telling you, what the hell was that?
That she gets, when she gets angry, get her.
What do you mean when she gets angry?
When she gets angry, her voice gets masculine.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley. Yeah, it butched out. Butched out bad. Yeah, it did. Yeah, I don't have a high rear end.
Give me the phone, will you? Hey, Ms. Dooley.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I got very angry with this man, Mr. Bozell.
I want to tell you, Ms. Dooley, I can't repeat it enough. I don't need to have a vacation home some, 250, 300 miles away from my home to drive up there only to have you walking around there at the Butner Flats ordering your cheeseburgers or your pizzas and your husband getting his six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
My husband doesn't drink Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, he sounds like he's a...
You probably drink Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I don't drink beer, thank you very much. I drink Glenfiddich, 20-year-old.
Who?
All right, So this has done nothing. I thought you guys would be neighbors.
I don't need to be neighbors with this woman, you know.
I'm sorry about the Jimmy Dean sausage crack.
It doesn't make any difference. You know, this is a prejudice that a lot of people have, Mr. Henry, against the Southerner. They think we're meth users. They think we eat Jimmy Dean sausage. They think we're having sex with everybody, with our sisters. You know.
What is that what's that that's talking in the background?
That's you. That's your squirrel.
Oh, that's ours, yeah.
I'm in the bathtub. What a moron.
Wow. Well, it sounds like your voice just cracked.
It did. It did.
I, Steve, can I just say one thing here, Ms. Dooley? Why don't you just stay clear of what Mr. Dooley wants to do?
Well, he wants to buy a home near Baloney Docks, which means he's going to get a bird's eye view of me laying face down on the boat, on the Butter Girl, while Steve has a line in the water. We fish for boogie fish. It's a very rare fish.
What do you mean, boogie fish?
It's a rare... Oh, my God, you think I'm a liar?
What are they?
They're like bass.
Boogie fish.
Yes.
I've never heard of. I've been fishing my whole life. I never heard of boogie fish.
You know what? Then come on up to Butner Lake, buy your little cabin there.
I can assure you, Ms. Dooley, the last thing that I want to do is look out my window and see you and your husband fishing and sunbathing and everything else.
Well, if you buy something at the Baloney Docks, that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, then maybe I'll buy something at the Goblin right next door to you.
Hello, Ms. Dooley.
You know what? It's a free.
It's what?
It's a free country, hillbilly. Do it.
All right, I'm all done with her. Steve. Hey, Steve.
Oh, hold on for a minute, Missouri. I had to put some hot water in the tub.
I apologize for the way you were treated. The Dooleys do seem to be at times very snobbish. I encourage you, because I've been to Butner Lake. It's a beautiful place.
Well, we're going to continue to look. But if she's representing that place, if Bobby Dooley is who they got representing Butner Lake, and I'm here I'm taking a tub, trying to relax after a long day, and she comes on and starts talking to me about Jimmy Dean sausage. You know, I got a sausage.
Hey, look at Dooley, you're not going to get anywhere with that kind of talk.
All right, I'm sorry.
What did he say?
He said he has a sausage for her.
Yeah, Steve.
All right, okay, I'm sorry. And
Ms. Dooley.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Bobby.
What did you say? You've got a sausage for me?
I didn't mean it, ma'am. I was very, very angry.
You know, if my husband wasn't on the ultralight right now, he's up there on the ultralight, you know, with the Swizzleton brothers. You know them?
No, I've never heard of them. And if your husband was what?
He'd come down here and he would tell you...
Look, ma'am, I'm sorry.
He'd tell you the only one that slips a sausage to me, his name's Steve, and the last name spelled D-O-O-L-Y.
Really? D-O-O-L-Y? D-O-O-L-Y.
D-O-O-L-E-Y.
That's the only one that slips the sausage.
You know, all of you people.
That woman's, I'll tell you what, you know, I've been on your show a lot, Mr. Henry. A lot of times I've left the air feeling as if, you know, people had just taken me, painted me with clown makeup and pointed me and going, ha, ha, ha. But, you know, I feel like I've gotten a reprieve today, because that woman's about 100 yards of a full makeup clown.
Yeah, she is, and I know that she'll feel bad about what she said. I think Ms. Dooley will be fine. I think she's got a lot of prejudices, but interesting that you're looking at Butner Lake.
Well, you know, I got to ask my wife April's there. Hey, April, honey, what do you think about moving to Butner Lake?
I don't give a shit.
There you go.
Say hello to April for me.
Yeah, Margaret Gray says hello.
Yeah, hi.
So,
all right, well, you know, it's a beautiful place. I'm sorry that the Dooleys were so...
Bobby Dooley.
God damn it, bud. Don't talk to her. Let me talk to her. Yeah?
Phil, I am sorry. Mr. Is your name Bozell?
My name is Steve Bozell, yeah.
Mr. Bozell, I want to apologize. I've had a very rough time of it. I was diagnosed today. I may have a cancerous tumor on my uterus.
Oh my God, Bobby!
I'm only kidding. I just wanted to get.
I had to throw her off the goddamn show for that alone. Yes, you oughta.
Boy, that woman, she's got mental problems, man. Hey, April, you wouldn't believe this. You wouldn't believe this woman.
Steve, I'm gonna let you go, man. I wish you the very best. Maybe you don't want to move to Butner with a mental midget like that.
Say that again.
Thank you for being a guest on the show. Best of luck to your second home hunting.
Well, we've got a lot of places we're looking, Mr. Ennie. We're not married to the idea of Butner Lake, especially when they've got some freak like that up there. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit angry.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Stephen, thank you. Don't tell me.
Yeah, it is.
It's Dooley again.
You know what, Mr. Henry?
Bobby?
Mr. Bussell, I am sorry from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry.
Well, apology not accepted at this point.
What a...
All right. I don't know why she... I don't know why she was apologizing to you, Mr. Bozell. I don't know why she was apologizing to you. All right. Steve Bozell and the Bozell clan, they may move to Butner. At least they may go up there for a vacation or two, a second home.
You know, they could rent and find out if they like it that way.
Yeah, sure, they could rent. You know what? Whoever is running the Chamber of Commerce up there, whoever runs the city council, or whoever is responsible for promoting Butner Lake, somebody ought to clue them in on this little interview we did with Bobby Dooley, telling everybody from the South they're crank users, they eat Jimmy Dean sausage.
Yeah, and they are Sons of the Confederacy.
Yeah, and Sons of the Confederacy. Okay. We're coming back. We have, did you know that ESPN is taking online betting?
I heard about that.
We got... Coach Dozier to talk a little bit about that. Coming back, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Did you know the world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass is for less than $10 a month? Less than $7 a month if you spring for an entire year's subscription. And what do you get? You get 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content your ass has ever heard. Yes, 60,000 hours of legendary radio. Have you seen the documentary, Henry? Yeah, that legendary. Yes, Phil Henry. Where did he come from? Where is he going? He was some kind of a fort...
Let me do it. Thanks.
I'm Trent.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yes, 60,000 plus hours of the greatest radio that your ass has ever heard, and digital content, and home movies, and of course our video content, as well as our home movies, and I just said home movies.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, talk about the home movies.
And home movies.
Yeah.
And don't forget the home movies. Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
The Phil Henry Show. Invest in it. Invest today.
Welcome back. Phil Henry Show on the line is Coach Vernon Dozier from, he's at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. This is... we're getting close to the time of the year, Coach, when school's letting out, huh?
Well, we are, but not quite yet. We have exams coming up. We have graduation with our seniors. I think there's one more prom. I think we have the spring tidings or something. I don't know what the hell it's called. But
what is that? Is that a prom?
It's some kind of a prom for the juniors. It's called spring. It's called Spring Is Here. I'm in love. I don't know what it's called.
Well, and so this is a very busy, in other words, a very busy time of the year on the calendar.
Yeah, it's a very busy time of the year. So we're not really getting all that close to end of the school year. But the reason why I mentioned the junior prom is I'm going to be the chaperone for that. Myself and Bruce Medling, who's the one of the chemistry teachers in science, we're going to be chaperoning the first 2 hours, then I think Bryce Dougal and Cynthia Habitat-Takenen is...
What is her name?
Cynthia Habitat-Takenen. She's Thai and Finnish. And
Thai and Finnish, that's her extraction?
Extraction? You talking about...
That's her blood, her lineage?
That's her lineage. Extraction. God, it sounds like she's laying on a table, and you're going to raise her up and say, there's the lightning, there's mother. Is that too?
Okay, Coach, thank you. Nobody's trying to get into a fight here.
No, I'm not either. I just wonder what she meant.
I meant, what is her national ethnic origin? And you answered, thank you.
All right, sorry.
All right, Coach Dozier, tell me about ESPN Bet. I'm interested in this.
All right, ESPN is now, they have a website, whatever you want to call it, where you can go and place bets. You can place bets on sports teams. Now, I think I got this right.
Is that it, Bud?
Yeah, let me look up ESPN Bet.
What is this? Is that it, Bud?
We're just double checking.
double-checking what?
To make sure that's what... I don't want to come on here and say that ESPN is placing, is, you know, taking people's money.
Oh, my God.
Just hold on,
yeah, it's an online sports book, basically.
All right. So an online sports book being run by ESPN.
That's what I was going to tell you it was. And you had Dickman go off and basically say, hey, why don't you sit there, coach? We'll put a dunce hat on top of your head.
No, I did. You know what? I just do that so that we have a general sense of what we're talking about. I didn't want to have to put that on you. That's all.
Well,
coach, he was doing that to save time. That's all.
So anyway, ESPN Bet, yeah, it's a sports book, and they take your money, and then they see, you know, they take your money, and then you put it on the teams, and if you win, they pay off, and if you don't win, they don't pay off. That's basically it.
And your concern is what?
My concern, I think, should be the concern of anybody. ESPN is a sports book, but hey, guess what else they are? What else are they?
They're sports journalists.
Yeah, there you go. Sports journalists, which means they disseminate information, and they're disseminating information to bettors. But guess what? Maybe that information that they are disseminating is intended to weight the betting action in a certain direction.
Well, there's got to be some way that they can't possibly be, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be some way of determining that they're doing that.
Well, really? What is that? Why don't you tell me? Okay.
Well, they're going to run afoul of the law for starters. Don't they? Yes, there is some kind of a governing agency.
There may be all kinds of governing agencies. But what I'm trying to tell you is this is just loaded down with opportunities. Who's that? Who's the bald-headed? I don't like the guy at all.
I don't know. Van Pelt?
Yeah. That guy, Van Pelt. He gets up there with his bald head and his, you know, $3,000 suits or whatever. And he sits there and he says, yeah, you know, the Minnesota Vikings this week, they got some injuries. And it looks like that the Minnesota Vikings, to me, my way of thinking, are very weakened by this situation. And
wait, hold on for a minute.
Oh, my God, I'm trying to finish what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Finn, here's the point that Phil's going to make. Can I make it? Oh, okay, go ahead. I just want to say, they can't say somebody's injured if the guy isn't.
Say that again.
They can't say that a guy's injured if he isn't.
Well, they can say anything they want.
They could say that a guy on the Minnesota Vikings is injured, and if he's not injured, he's not injured. People could find that out pretty easy. So what information is he going to give?
Well, if I could finish, he might say, in my opinion, the Vikings cannot get it done this weekend. I'd go with the Cincinnati. What's the team in Cincinnati?
The Bengals.
The Bengals.
Are you talking about football?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right. Who are the Cincinnati Reds?
Oh my! It's baseball.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm tired. All right. So, and then he may say you better go with the Bengals when he knows full well that the Vikings are going to be good.
All right. So in other words, he's pushing all the money away from the Vikings, and that way he'll put a lot of money on the Vikings and clean up.
Hey, there you go.
Look, that's going on all the time.
Yeah, the people do that all the time. I mean, guys that give advice on betting.
What do you mean, guys that give advice on betting?
Guys that, you know, when they have those sports, those betting shows. Hey, I like this guy. I like that guy. I think you should put your money on this. I think you should put your money on that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Except those guys, they're not going to have any business if they're wrong. See, if they start pushing people away.
But what do you think will happen to ESPN?
You know, Phil, what I'm trying to tell you is that this is a major sports network involved in the taking of money for bets. Then they can weight the information and weight the attitude and opinion so that people are pushed away from a certain bet, and then they make all the money, okay? And you're saying that people will see that and they'll stop, you know,
People will see that and they'll stop using ESPN Bet.
I don't see it. I don't see how that's going
to
happen.
What to see? I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Why would you think that people are going to keep going there when they're losing?
Because it's ESPN. And they think, well, I must have been an idiot. The first thing somebody's going to think when he loses a bet is he's going to think, I must be the biggest moron that's ever walked or crawled on the earth. Because I just found out from ESPN, the most, you know, for sure informational source you could have in a world of sports, that Bozo McClendon, or whoever the hell is injured, okay?
Who is Bozo McClendon?
There's no such guy.
I'm just making up a name.
All right. Is he a quarterback?
I'm making up a name.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So ESPN may say, yeah, Bozo McClendon, he just doesn't look good to me. I think he... I don't know.
That's exactly what guys do when they're doing those betting shows. I don't think this guy's good. I don't think that guy's good. And you're saying it pushes the money away from wherever that guy wants to bet, but nobody's going to take his advice.
What did you just say? See, that's why I don't like coming on your show, Phil.
You don't have to come on a show.
Oh, my God. I'm talking to Henry over here. You don't have to come on the show. I just told my wife, Mindy. She said, well, I better not say what she said you sound like.
Hey, you know what? Say hello to Mindy.
Phil Henry says hello. So, this is... I just think you guys...
Look, what we're trying to tell you, Coach, is that ESPN is not going to have any business if they're giving out bad information that causes people to lose money.
But they might drop a lot of cabbage on one bet, and they all get well.
Great, on one bet, and then the rest of the ESPN sportsbook looks exactly as to what you are saying it is, which is a sham. It's a ripoff.
What?
I'm saying, dude, that they're not going to get any more business.
That's what we're trying to tell you, Vernon, that they may say, bet this way, and everybody bets that way, and then they put a lot of money the other way. Everyone loses, and they don't want to bet with ESPN anymore.
No, I don't believe that.
You think people are going to go in because it's ESPN just because they think their stuff doesn't smell bad?
Yeah, that's right. I've been putting it crudely. Like, I think they're going to keep going with ESPN because their stuff, quote-unquote, doesn't smell bad.
No, all right. Well, I disagree. But, I mean, all right, so Vernon Dozier has been our guest.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, here we go. So I'm talking to Henry. He's going to push me off the air because he thinks I'm just so full of crap my eyes are brown.
Over here, if you don't mind, Vernon.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you're pushing me off the air.
I'm just telling you that we had you for the segment, and you basically you're crapping all over ESPN Bet, and you're saying they're going to lie about information, they're going to weight the betting, they're going to make out like bandits, and everybody's going to lose. And I'm just telling you, and Margaret and Bud and everybody agrees, they won't have business.
Oh, everybody agrees, huh? Who we got? You got Bud Dickman, who I love you, Bud, but you know, you got Margaret. What is she? She's a female. I mean, I don't mean because you're a female you don't know anything, okay?
I follow enough about sports to know that what you're talking about sounds like an idiot saying it.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, Coach.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I've come on your program so many times, Mr. Henry, but tonight I've been insulted, I think, in ways that I will never really recover from, I don't think.
Oh, give me a break, Coach. You know exactly what we're talking about. You didn't think this through. ESPN Bet, there's no percentage in them giving out bad information so that a couple of guys can win some money and people start being suspicious and they shut the whole thing down.
I think you're wrong, Phil, and I think you're going to see a lot of people going the way that ESPN says to go, and they're going to take a poll, and ESPN will stand there as a corporation with a poll, a big, thick poll, and they'll ram it right up the end.
Of every bettor that ESPN Bet gets.
Yeah, that's right. What, you sound like that's something you might want to see, huh?
No, I don't want to see anything. I'd like that, but I think you're totally misreading it.
Coach, I think that, but people...
Yeah, excuse me, Ms. Gray, as I said, you're a woman. So,
I know what I'm talking about, Chowderhead, and I'll tell you, people are not going to, they're not going to patronize a place where they're losing money.
Chowderhead? Oh. What are you laughing at?
I think your reaction.
Chowderhead, is that it? Chowderhead?
That's right.
You know what, fuck this.
Okay, I don't know, man, but I can tell you this. I don't even know why ESPN is doing this, though.
Well, it's money.
Okay, now I know why ESPN is doing it.
Yeah. Here you go. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, listen to the... Look at the big brain on Phil.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thanks to Coach Dozier. Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley. And thank you, Steve Bozell. Don't forget to... take a look at the duck, Henry, available now on Prime Video. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a lot of Prime Video charges. And
what, are you watching the duck over and over?
No, I haven't. I've seen it like once.
Ain't that where they charge you for Homescapes?
Yeah, Prime Video. Yeah.